This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. I am Taryn, your host. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Correct. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
Brady Bunch?
Yes. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
4, 5, 6.
6, yes. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Fresh. Pass.
What color is a zebra's skin?
Pink?
No.
Gray?
No.
Red?
No. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne?
No.
Sydney.
Correct. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
6, 7, 8.
8, yes. Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
Space Needle.
That is correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected from the game after committing how many personal fouls?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. What color? Oh, sorry. That was it.
You're good. You're good.
You know what? You still rocked it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got correct, Matt. Ooh. Excellent work.
Is Steve going to get Is Steve going to get a 69th win, or did he prevent it?
Ooh.
Look at his face. He's ready for it.
Focused.
He's ready for that 69.
It's a big one. If I can hit, if someone wants me to win 9-6, so it'll be 69 on the 69th win. And I'm like, man, I would love nothing more than that to happen. But I don't know if that's gonna.
That's like 69-ception.
I mean, that's like someone calling a home run and then hitting it.
Oh my gosh.
We shall see. Also,
right,
that means
Steve,
that the listener needs to have 6 correct in order for this to work.
Are you ready? Steve, in texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Yes. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
The Brady Bunch.
Correct. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
2005?
No.
2006.
Correct. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Pita Pit?
No.
Wendy's?
No. What color is a zebra's skin?
It's black.
Yes. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne.
No.
New Zealand. You said New Zealand?
Australia.
Australia. Brisbane.
Nope.
Phoenix.
No. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Seven.
No.
Damn it.
What? Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
The Space Needle.
Correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected after how many personal fouls?
Five.
No.
Three.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got six correct.
Oh, boy.
Which is a loss.
Oh,
7-6. Good job, Matt. You have prevented Steve from getting his 69th win today.
Right on. Thanks.
Matt, that was not nice of you.
Did you hear his enthusiasm?
I could hear it right through the radio.
Oh, boy. He did know that the Australian city with the highest population is Sydney.
Sydney. My wife's name.
Game of Thrones had 8 seasons, and a player is ejected from a game after committing 6 personal fouls in the game of basketball.
I should have kept going higher.
Tomorrow is a new day, Steve.
Yep, I'm going to have to hit the showers, regroup, and figure out what I did wrong.
That's exactly right.
I just need a stronger offensive line, if only the Seahawks could help me with that.
Do you guys remember the very first time you learned a bad word?
Oh, yeah.
What word was it?
H-E double hockey sticks.
Ooh.
Hell, I got in so much trouble for saying it, too.
Did you say it the full way, not H-E double hockey sticks?
I said, what the effing hell? And my mom's like, I know you know the F word, but no, I'm kidding.
Oh, boy. 206-803-ROCK, if you remember the first time you learned a bad word, or do you remember even the first time your kid learned a bad word, we would love for you to give us a call now. Because a member of this show's kid just learned a bad word, and it's all thanks to a parrot. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to talk about this after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If you remember the first time you learned a bad word or the first time your kid learned a bad word, call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because yesterday Tatum almost learned a bad word, and it was all thanks to a parrot.
It was. We were watching YouTube videos about parrots. I came home and Tatum was working on a parrot impression. Not sure why, but then she's like, Dad, can we watch some YouTube videos of parrots? I'm like, sure. But in the back of my mind, I think about that time, Danny, you remember that, the parrot having sex audio.
Oh, yeah, I have.
And the parrots are cursing. So,
yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if there's YouTube videos that I'd feel comfortable playing. So I wrote I did parrot videos suitable for kids.
Okay.
And I came across a bunch of fun parrot ones, and we were dying and laughing like this one.
Peek-a-boo.
I see you.
Peek-a-boo.
I see you.
Goodbye.
So Tatum thought that was just hilarious, and she was doing that impression. Then, because it does like a montage and it clicks to another one, we're just sitting back, and then all of a sudden this happened. And I'm like, did that parrot just say the S word?
Those parrots are naughty.
And of course, Tatum's like, what was that? Because she was asking me what the parrots were saying, because she couldn't understand it sometimes. I'm like, I was talking about a ship.
Oh, yes, know, of course.
With a P, the boat. But I was like, oh, you got to be freaking kidding me. I said suitable for kids, YouTube.
206-803-ROCK. What was the first time that you dropped a bad word? We're going to talk to Mimi here in just a second, who let one rip in the cafeteria. But first, Bob from Puyallup.
Let what rip?
What was that word that you first said?
Well, mine wasn't necessarily a word. It was being it was back when I was 4 years old, and I still remember it like it just happened yesterday. One of the older kids told me that flipping off meant you didn't want to do something. And it was just the code. It was the code that only kids knew. Parents didn't know it. So I'm down in the basement. My mom opens up the door up at the top of the stairs and asks me to come up and dump the garbage. And of course, I flipped her off. And it was like a horror movie. Her feet never even touched the stairs.
I think she's like,
she was on me in like 2 seconds.
So you are so done, buddy.
Oh my God.
Bob is grounded.
That's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Mimi in Kent, what was the word that got dropped in the cafeteria in second grade?
My parents were really, really strict, and I was very sheltered. So this wasn't an actual real bad word by societal standards, but I got in trouble for bringing home the word crap. I got grounded, and my mom sat me on the toilet and washed my mouth out with a bar of soap, like scrubbed my teeth, and I had to sit there for 15 minutes and think about what I'd said.
Well, I hope mom at least saw the irony in making you sit on a toilet because you said the word crap.
I think our moms might have been the same person, Mimi. That sounds exactly like something my mom would have done.
Yeah, I remember getting in trouble for hell, and now looking back on it, I'm like, that seems so crazy that my parents were that pissed, especially with the time. If you ever met my parents, they talk like sailors.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, this was the word that made you upset?
206-803-ROCK. Dirk from Tacoma, what word did you say in front of your mom?
I said MF-er while we were in Venice, and most of Venice heard me not say the word, but receive punishment for that, as my brother and my dad heard me bridges away. You know, they have the bridges across the canal. I said it as we were crossing a bridge, and my brother and dad were on another bridge, and they heard me getting the living ass beat out of me as I said, thought I'd try out my newfound word.
Hey, Derek, how old were you when you said this word?
I was probably 4.
Prime.
My mind would be blown if Tatum just dropped an MF-er. Oh my God. I'd have to do everything in my power to not laugh.
206-803-ROCK. Marie, you are in Everett. What was the word that your son said?
Oh, he was 3 years old. Isn't that beautiful little boy walking through Pike Place Market, saw a blown glass display. He's like, clear as a bell. Mommy, what the F is that? And I was like, they tell you, don't overreact. So I'm like,
I wonder where he learned that word, Marie.
Marie, you were doing so good.
We had so much faith in you.
He used it in context, but inappropriate.
When they use it in context, it's like, you got to try not to laugh.
Right.
Honestly.
It's adorable, but you know you can't encourage it.
No, not at all.
What the F is that?
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan of music, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing one single second of the chorus? If so, we want you to prove it to us, and we'll hook you up with tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm. That show is coming to town on July 21st at White River Amphitheater. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Albert Lee Appliance. Give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, we were discussing bad words that you learned as a child, or maybe your own child learned a bad word.
Yeah, because my daughter almost learned a bad word thanks to a parrot on YouTube.
Those dang parrots can't stupid be trusted. Parrot. And we've got Brian on the phone. Brian, what is the word that your 2-year-old picked up, obviously without saying the actual word?
Well, it was the F word, and it was pretty funny circumstances. 1991, March Madness. I'm a big Duke basketball fan at the time, and I'm on the phone long distance with a buddy. And at the end, it was back and forth, and I'm screaming probably, you know, F and A. And I don't know if he's in his room or in earshot or whatever. Next day, my wife is out shopping in Target, And, you know, for a two-year-old, he was pretty advanced. He could, you know, say his numbers and colors and English and Spanish and all kinds of stuff. And he was singing a song to himself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, F, and 8, 9, 10. And all the ladies in line were like, what did that kid just say?
I mean, that number 8 deserves that precursor. I love that. Brian, real stupid question. 1991, Duke, was that the Christian Laettner years?
Oh, yeah. Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a team. They were effing great.
And then my daughter, when she was about 2 or 3, her favorite band was AC/DC, but she knew them as ACBCDC, and because she knew her ABCs.
Oh.
And her favorite song was Highway to Help.
Oh, I love that.
I like it.
Barrett's really into Dirty Deeds right now. I mean, AC/DC is a great first band for a kid.
I haven't yet to get Tatum hooked on AC/DC, but I think you're right. It's a good, straightforward, simple rock.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And we've got Jaime from Atlanta who also wants to weigh in on favorite cuss words. Jaime, tell us what's yours.
Hey, thank you, guys. I grew up in a very strict household. We couldn't even say the word fart. So we were on a road trip one time, and we were going across a dam, and me being my cheeky little self, I said, damn. And my mom's like, Jay. And I was like, what? We're going over a dam.
That's a great cover-up.
It is. It's a loophole in the system.
Yeah, she still tells that story, and I thought it was a loophole, too. It was a great cover-up.
Absolutely.
It's funny you say, because there was a moment where I thought Tatum was going to learn that word, too, because one of the many parrot videos that we were watching yesterday on YouTube, one of the parrots said this.
Oh, damn it.
Dying. I'm like, what is happening?
Parrots are amazing entertainment.
I'm a little worried that we might own a parrot by the year's end.
Oh my God, you guys are going to be bird people?
I don't want to be, but she's really into parrots right now.
Okay, so your daughter's into parrots. My son is very into, like, snakes. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen first? You guys getting a bird or us getting a reptile?
Not sure, but if we get a bird, bring the snake over and then something accidental could happen.
Yes!
Then we don't have to worry about the bird anymore.
Oh my God. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Someone said, I was literally talking to my neighbor about all this just yesterday. She's about 80 years old and grew up in a very conservative household. She said that when she was a child, she heard about bad words but didn't know what they were. So she paid 10 cents to a kid at school to tell her a few bad words.
That is precious.
So what was yours?
I remember being probably like 3 or 4 years old, and I had heard my dad and a few of his buddies chatting, and one of them dropped an F-bomb. So I walked up to my mom and said, what does F mean? And I still distinctly remember her being on the phone, and she was like, sister, I'm gonna have to call you back. Hang up.
Gotta go.
We also lived in a household where, like, fart was a bad word. So it was like, I was scared out of my mind after saying that. I mean, she just put the fear of God in me. She still does, all these years later.
But you're just asking a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was like, that's a grown-up word. Don't you ever say that again.
Danny, do you remember the first time you said a bad word?
I don't remember it. My mom also likes to tell the story, kind of like Jaime's, though. My mom was 3, I think, and my mom's walking around the house. And she kind of had, like, you know, she would get mad about different things, and she couldn't find her keys. So she's walking around the house. Where are my damn keys? Where are my damn keys? And she loves to say that I walked into the room about an hour later and very, like, sheepish. And, Mom, did you ever find your damn keys? And she was just like, oh, I should probably need to die.
Yeah, how could she get mad at you? She's yelling it the whole time.
I mean, honestly, kids are the original parents.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
You really do.
Funny you say fart, because this happened over the weekend. So we're taking Tatum to a birthday party. It was a Bluey-themed birthday party. It was pretty awesome. Met some nice parents or fellow wrestling fans. So I was having the best time, right? But it was so adorable because I'm watching Tatum. You know, it was just me and her. Mom wasn't there. And she was very proud. She was excited to go because it's a classmate, but she was very proud that her dad took her.
Aww.
And that just made my night. And she's going up to all of her friends, like, introducing me to them, which is way better than her mom, because mom never introduces me to her friends. So I was like, okay, at least that's nice. At least you're a step ahead of mom. But I overheard her talking to one of her friends, like, that's my daddy. My daddy's silly, and he farts a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
honestly, that's exactly how I would describe you, Steve Miggs.
I couldn't get mad. I was like, well, you're kind of right. And I was a little proud, because I was like, not proud that she was telling this kid that I fart a lot, but I was proud that she was proud to tell this kid about her dad.
Oh, I love that. So that and was, Bluey themed on top of it? Could it get any better?
We went to Walmart, got some matching shirts.
Did you guys play Keepy Uppy at the party?
You know, we didn't, and there were balloons. Wow. Where the hell were you?
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, I got an email yesterday from Barrett's teacher. Uh-oh. It's the first one I've gotten of this kind. He was having some behavioral issues.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what did my angel five-year-old kindergarten son do?
Did you say the F word?
No, but I will. You want me to read the whole email? I'll read the email at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, we do get quite a bit of correspondence via email from Barrett's teacher, from his school, from the district.
Way easier than when we were kids when they had to call the parents.
Oh, how inconvenient. Right? But I got an email yesterday from Barrett's teacher that had to do with some behavioral issues that he's having.
So he's in trouble.
Yes.
And you're going to read us the email.
I will read you the email. It says, "Hi there. I wanted to touch base with you about some behaviors in the classroom today. Barrett had a rough day with listening and chair safety."
Wait, hold on a second. Is he doing WWE?
Let me continue, Steve. You tell me.
Sorry.
Barrett was unable to use his chair safely. He was dragging it around the room and putting the chair on the ground upside down while crawling under it and around it with the legs of the chair sticking up in the air.
Now, does he do that at home?
No!
Okay.
I reminded him many times to stop, but he was unable to be redirected and follow out rules in the classroom safely with chairs.
And that's when he took the chair and slammed it in the back of the lady and said, "What you gonna do when Barrett Mania runs wild on you?"
That's exactly how the email ended. Yeah. It just said, "I wanted to let you know so you could talk with him soon," which we did. And he does not like confrontation.
No.
Immediately tears. And we were not being stern. I mean, nobody was yelling. Nobody's voices were raised.
Maybe it's just the age. I don't have a lot of practice with this, but it's the same thing right now with Tatum. If you reprimand her, like she was trying to push on a door, we were going to lick ice cream, and she's pushing with all her might, but it's a pull. And I'm like, Tatum, stop. We got to pull it. I wasn't mad. I was just like, you're hitting a wall with this. And then all of a sudden, as we're walking in to get the ice cream, all of a sudden I just hear the cry start. And I'm like, "What? Why are we crying?"
Yeah, he was like rage crying. I mean, he was like so upset. And because he knew that he made a mistake, that he was in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, his teacher has told us before that he oftentimes gets nervous when other kids aren't following directions. So he really does have a conscience about him. But yesterday he was just unhinged. So we left it as, you go in there tomorrow and you prove your teacher wrong that you can follow directions and that you do know chair safety.
And you chair safety.
Just wait till he watches the WWE.
I'll send him some links.
Oh, God. There was a man that was shot in the leg by his own dog. You're going to hear what happened during the Daily Mix download after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Big news happened yesterday in the world of Seattle sports as this went down.
We do have the breaking news we've been waiting for. Sam Darnold is, in fact, headed to the Seattle Seahawks. 3 years, $110 million, $55 million guaranteed.
And many Seahawks fans are resounding, okay. Guess we'll see what happens with this. Can we get some wide receivers and now an offensive line?
We got to trust the process, Steve.
He's reunited with Clint Kubiak. I'm actually, the more I thought about it, the more excited I got because it's the best of all the options. And it wasn't like they broke the bank in order to make it happen. Hopefully it all works out. I know they signed an offensive lineman, Josh Jones, to a one-year deal yesterday as well, $4.75 million. But it sounds like he's more of like a utility player, kind of like a guy to add some depth. He's not one of the big signings that we're hoping that the Seahawks are going to do, but all morning long, different offensive linemen have been signed, and still the Seahawks haven't done a damn thing yet.
Nope.
It's driving me crazy.
There was a man who was shot in the leg by his dog, and it happened while they were in bed. And if it sounds strange, it was. And even the news anchors were kind of struggling to make sense of what exactly was going on. This is Daniel Wilkerson from Fox 13 Memphis talking about the story for the first time.
And as you listen to this, it sounds like he's reading it for the first time as well.
We want to get you to some breaking news just out of our newsroom here at Fox 13. A man is in the hospital after being shot in the leg overnight. Memphis police say he was shot by his dog, seriously. I think that's right. This happened just before 4 a.m. at a home on Whitney Avenue in Fraser. Wow. Police say the man was lying in the bed with a girl with a gun on the bed. Police say his dog jumped up on the bed, got his paw stuck in the trigger, and ended up hitting the trigger, shooting the man in the thigh. Wow.
Maybe the dog wasn't a big fan of the woman he'd brought home.
That could be, yeah. Or she's in his spot.
Oh, that, I mean, man's best friend, feeling very betrayed.
What are we doing? Like, it's a gun's on a pillow.
No!
And I know, like, our dog, like, as much as I'm like, that sounds insane, I could totally see DJ doing that, because if there's anything on the ground, she wants to paw it and play with it. So I wouldn't be surprised if the dog did just that.
Chaos.
His dog, seriously.
All right. Thankfully, Rick Riz is okay. I don't know if you saw what happened with him yesterday. You know, spring training is going on, the Cactus League game with the Mariners taking on the Brewers. Rick Riz is doing the broadcast, and at some point during the game, a foul ball happened, and it hit him in the back of the head.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it caught him off guard. He went down when it hit him at first, and thankfully, he was able to rejoin the broadcast. He told fans that he's fine. A little sore, though, and he got a lump on his head, but that's scary.
Did they check him? Like, what's concussion protocol in the world of sports casting?
Yeah, they brought him in the booth. You know, they did, like, they do with the football players. Yeah, I know, right?
Don't let him take a nap, you know?
I guess you got to be a little more careful of what he's about to say. He might start talking, like, some random nonsense, but in the world of baseball, there's so much downtime. Maybe having an announcer just say random crap would make it more entertaining.
I like that.
And thankfully, he's okay, because we love Rick, though. Hey, as far as weather, we are hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
His dog, seriously.
And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.